Happy Saturday. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio, bringing you another weekly show, and thanks to the tens, hundreds of thousands of you who listen. And thanks for your comments, too. We get more and more. Don't be afraid, by the way, to post them publicly rather than send them to me personally. We like posts. I respond to them. And you can agree or you cannot agree. As long as it's well-reasoned and not nonsense, it will definitely get up. And you can post, by the way, on ontherightsideradio.com right here. You can post on our Facebook page, On the Right Side Radio. And your posts, once again, are welcome. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, you know, there's a lot to talk about. Lots happened this week. We have the continuing travesty of this administration being unwilling because of its Muslim sympathizing leanings. And I've talked about that in previous shows. Listen to the archives. I've had national figures from think tanks on. Listen to the interviews from a year ago or so. And this administration does not want to call a shovel, a pick, a spade. They don't want to call anything Islamist, Islamist extremist, radical Islam, terror, Islamic terror, nothing. They stay so far away from that. Kerry, who is a total fop, F-O-P, fop, as a Secretary of State, he's a spineless, progressive, esoteric, non-realist, ideological mama's boy. Did you know that he gets a $50,000 a month allowance from his wife? That should tell you a little bit about John Kerry. The fact that anybody would even accept it would tell you a lot about their personality. In the meantime, he's been berating Israel. Somehow, Israel's to blame for ISIS. And the administration, if you listen to their Josh Earnest, their spokesperson now, who's taking the place of lying Jay Carney, now we have lying Josh Earnest, and Barack Obama, and Susan Rice, pathetic, and John Kerry, there's no such thing as radical extremists, radical Islamic extremists. There's no such thing as Islamic terrorism. There's no such thing as jihad. These are all words, by the way, and I've told you this before, they've been scrubbed from our CIA, FBI, and Homeland Security training manuals. Because, you know, they don't exist. Fort Hood is still workplace violence. You betcha. The poor gal got her head cut off in Oklahoma. Workplace violence. I mean, despite the overwhelming evidence to the same, contrast their use of the term. All three of them have used it. Violent extremists. That is a term they're using to describe radical Islamic jihadists. That's what they are, folks. Radical Islamic jihadists. They're motivated by an ideology. They try and hide behind this lone wolf theory. Look, that's like the Germans in World War II saying that a member of the French underground acting alone to take down a power pole, shoot a German soldier, or whatever, was simply a criminal. I don't think the Germans did that. I think they understood that the actions of the French underground, which, by the way, were great, heroic people, the actions of the French underground were driven by a higher force, a higher ideology, and though there was no commander or linkage to a specific organization at the time, they were motivated by specific organizations and ideologies. This is no different. No different whatsoever. Thank God for Canada's prime minister. I mean, Canada described the incidents up there in a matter of hours as terror. Islamic extremist terror. And they vowed not to be cowed. In the meantime, our administration, despite the attacks on the cops in New York, which New York has called Islamic extremism, despite the Canadian government's own pronouncement of the attacks up there as Islamic extremism and radical Muslim jihad, they're still calling it violent extremists. You know, has nothing to do with Islam. This is the president who actually looked in the camera and told you that ISIL, or ISIS, he likes to call it ISIL, the Islamic State, that's what the first IS stands for in either of the nomenclatures, was not Islamic. I see. So I guess the Jewish Defense League isn't Jewish, and the Irish St. Patrick's Day Committee is not Irish, and so on and so forth. And the Pope isn't Catholic. Fine. I got it. No problem. It's mind-boggling, is what it is. But I think it gives you an insight into what I have talked about before, which is this unholy alliance between the progressive left and Islamic extremism, and Mr. Obama's, at the least, Muslim-leaning sympathies. The president, by the way, when he came out, this is hours after Canada pronounced it to be Islamic terrorism, the president came out and said he didn't have enough facts to term it. Well, you know, in reality, if you really think about it, folks, think about all the times in this country over the last several years, starting with Fort Hood, he has refused and made sure his administration refused to call things what they are, Islamic terrorism. Fort Hood. The shootings at the Arkansas recruiting station. The shooting of that poor kid back east by a guy who admitted to killing three others in the name of Allah in Seattle. If you really look at this pattern, you have a pattern which plays itself off not only on this subject, but all others. Mr. Obama never has enough information to make a conclusion about anything which might be detrimental to his political ideology. He could care less about Islamic extremism. He could care less about the safety of the American people, i.e. the Ebola nonsense, which, by the way, has been proven time and time and time again, now in New York and New Jersey, to be absolute nonsense. The CDC is a political animal. Read the articles that I have posted this week under family safety, under terror. I mean, you will shake your head at what the United States government is doing to perpetrate lies, mistruths, omissions, half-truths, all in the name of politics, particularly the upcoming elections. So, what do you term people who put their personal gain, their personal power, their ideological power, and their political aspirations ahead of the country they're supposed to be responsible for, they took an oath to defend, and are paid by to perform their services of executive, legislative, and security functions. What do you call them? You call them Democrats. Because almost without fail, the Democrats are all behind Obama. And all their lies to the contrary after voting for him for 99% of the time are just that. The same people who right now say they just don't support Obama anymore are all behind gun control. They're all behind not limiting flights from West Africa, the Ebola-stricken nations. They're all behind this political speak, this political correctness of not calling Islamic extremism what it is, Islamic extremism. You know, as much as they try and paint their feathers differently, their feathers are their feathers. Nothing has changed. I hope that you're motivated to vote them all out. I hope you're motivated to call your friends in these close states. Take a look at the political articles that I've posted this week. And, you know, I want you to keep in mind while you're thinking about this, while you're thinking about the lies that we have been told purposely for political reasons on Ebola, about the half-truths, mistruths about Benghazi, Fort Hood, the Arkansas recruiting station, you name it. I mean, down the board, dozens of examples about Islamic extremism and that ISIS isn't Islamic. You know, I mean, I want you to think about this when you go to the polls, and I want you to think about this when you call your friends in states where races are close, South Dakota, Georgia, Colorado. And I want you to think about the voter fraud. Read the articles I have posted this week under voter fraud. The voter fraud, which is running rampant to the delight, the stated delight. There's quotes here. There's a video that you should listen to where Democratic operatives gloat over perpetrating voter fraud. In other words, stealing your votes. These people will stop at nothing. There is no low they will not stoop to get their way, including depriving you of your constitutional rights and your most basic right in a representative republic, and that is to have your vote count. And how anybody could vote for these people anymore, other than the extreme 15% hard left in this country and Islamic extremists, is beyond me. Absolutely unfathomable. One of the things I want you to start thinking about is why Obama, in the face of prognostications by New York that is terror, prognostications by Canada that is terror, the fact that 80%, 82 I think it is in the poll, believe that these attacks are extremist Islamic jihadists, why he maintains his, I don't have enough facts. Well, it really isn't. Well, it's a lone wolf. It's not really associated with X, Y, or Z. It's not really associated with the Islamic State, which is not Islamic. Why does he continue this? Because, folks, he has caught himself in his own trap. He has lied so often and so frequently. He has covered the facts of Islamic extremism so much, starting with Fort Hood, that to admit that these attacks now or Islamic extremism would be to admit that he was wrong on all the previous lies he's fed you. Do you understand the hole that he's in? You know, I've been elk hunting off and on this week, one of my avid passions, and there's lots of time to think while you're ambling through the mountains and poking around the canyons and sitting there with a setting sun and a crimson sky spreading dusk over a Rocky Mountain landscape. And it occurred to me that when things like this happen, ISIS, Ebola, that this administration has in the past, with other similar, shall we say, big media stories, been quietly working behind the scenes, behind everybody's back, on other matters. So I made it a point, when I got back down off the hill to do this radio show for you, to kind of look up and investigate, because I have a lot of sources that you don't have, that the mainstream media would rather, and does, ignore. What else is going on? What aren't we hearing about, because the airwaves are filled with Ebola, and the unfortunate school shooting in Washington, and this, that, and the other, ISIS? Here's what I uncovered. Did you know that those poor, ancient, quasi-Christians, I mean, really, their religious sect is kind of a crossbreed of Judaism, Islam, and Christianity, and I can never pronounce their names, excuse me, the ones that we kind of rescued off that one mountain a few months ago, do you know that they're under attack again? 700 boys and men shot just the other day in cold blood, lined up and shot. Hundreds of women taken captive, some of them being raped 30 times a day. Chained to beds in brothels, one ISIS fighter after another. We haven't launched an airstrike in that area in weeks. Although we have, because it's become politically unpalatable not to, we have increased the support to the Kurds in Syria who wouldn't be needing the support had we supported them to begin with. In fact, had Mr. Obama done the right thing on Islamic extremist terrorists, i.e. ISIS, the Islamic State, there wouldn't be an ISIS. But remember, he's on their side. They are the freedom fighters. We are the colonial power. So that's the first thing I uncovered. The second thing I uncovered, a whole cadre of voter fraud events, shall we call them, rearing their ugly heads in elections around the country. Did you know down there in Colorado, folks, that the new law, that there's a thing called CODA. CODA is backed by the Gang of Four, very shadowy, very wealthy people. One of them is Soros, who has his hands in all sorts of progressive nonsense. Fortunately, he's in his mid-80s, so we might not have to deal with him for too much longer. But CODA, they're using Colorado as a model. Number one, while everybody's focused everywhere else, they slowly and surely replace the state legislator with progressive. Not Democrats, folks, progressives. Remember, there are no Democrats left. There are only progressives. And once the state legislature is in place, they start passing all sorts of laws, usually in concert with a Democratic, i.e. progressive governor, in this case Hickenlooper, which are meant to do nothing but cement their power. They cleverly use the legalization of pot to draw voters who they are certain who will vote for them to the polls to effectuate this takeover of the legislature. Did you know that this legislature, this progressive legislature, who number one has put in gun controls in a western state, three of whom were recalled, unfortunately not all of them. Do you know that they passed a law, if you move to Colorado 22 days from now, even if it's election day, I'm not making this up, you can register to vote online, you can print off a ballot online, and then the ballots are collected. And of course they're collected, we're sure, by people who are honest, trustworthy, poll watching and ballot collecting types. Think about how rife for fraud that is. Poor Cory Gardner, who's 6 points up according to polls against Udall. Let's see how that election turns out. If you are down in Colorado, make sure you vote. Make sure everybody you know votes. And I wouldn't be doing it with a print-off ballot because, you know, I kind of think after you listen to and read the rest of the stuff on my voter fraud columns this week, down below, from a whole bunch of different sources, I might add, I don't think you'll trust these progressive digital ballot collectors to deliver your vote if it happens to be a vote for anybody who is not a progressive. And then, of course, we have the voting machines. I did a whole radio show on this about a year and a half ago. It might have been right before the 2012 elections. You might want to check out the archives about how voting machines, electronic voting, digital voting, was absolutely made to order for fraud. How the voting machines were manufactured out of country by progressive companies, like in Spain. And here we have a state representative trying to vote for himself in Cook County, Chicago, you know, Obama's backyard. And he finds that no matter who he voted for, the vote was rung up for the progressive. And then, of course, Cook County says, oh, well, it was just one machine out of all the machines in the county, and you just happened to go to it, and now it's out of service, so everything is fine. Really? Oh, come on. Interview voting in digital areas. Make sure your vote is being recorded the way you want it to be recorded, and if not, you bring a poll watcher over there and an election official, and you get your vote recorded, and you get that machine out of service. Because these people don't care about your one person, one vote right in this representative republic. They only care about winning. And if they have to steal your vote and your rights and your liberties to do it, they will. If they have to put the safety, as has been amply demonstrated by Obama's CDC appointee, Obama, Kerry, the rest of his clan and crew, if they have to put the safety and the financial stability of the country, and therefore of you and your family, at risk to win, they will. You can count on that. In that one respect, they are consistent. You know, there is a war going on. And unfortunately, this administration does not want to term it a war, for all the reasons we've discussed, so I won't belabor them. One of the other, just one of many that I uncovered, little seething things that are going on, shall we say, under the radar screen of mainstream media who's fixated on the primary stories. Ferguson, Missouri. So there's been professional agitators, including Al Sharpton, who has known direct links by his own admission to the White House, to keep that stirred up, to keep the confrontations going between the populace and police. Why? Well, number one, it feathers their own nest. I mean, he's a race baiter, just as Obama and Holder are. There was a reason Holder went to Ferguson. It wasn't to calm things down. It was to stir things up. You now have the grand jury looking at true forensic evidence, and it appears that this cop was attacked in his car, and that the first shot that hit this kid was in the car when he was trying to wrestle the gun away, and that he was shot from the front, not from the back, unlike all the quote-unquote eyewitness reports. But they're using Ferguson to stir up the black vote because, once again, they don't care about blacks. I mean, as far as they're concerned, if there are black folks listening, and I hope that there are, I know there's lots of Asians. I've gotten emails. There's Native Americans that listen to this show. There's people from all walks of life, all ages, both genders, all sorts of religions, nationalities, origins. You know, it's kind of like my books. The story of uncommon cultures, differing origins, brave men, independent women, with competing ambitions, but in the end, all American. So, for you folks out there who are black who are listening to this show, are you really going to allow these progressives, who, by the way, you know, this CODA outfit, you ought to read some of the internal memos. Look up the film Rocky Mountain Heist, which just came out. That's H-E-I-S-T. Michelle Malcolm was involved. She's terrific. And you will actually read the memos between these so-called liberal, touchy-feely, rah-rah-rah for the minorities, civil rights for all, BSers. And you'll see how they really feel about you. They think you're uneducated, that you can be easily guiled, that you will fall for a check. They have no respect for you whatsoever. You are one thing to them, a vote, nothing else. Read it in their own memos. And they want to keep you on the plantation. Because a plantation, folks, is not rich white guys. The plantation is the progressive plantation, where they grow and farm their voters using other people's money and a bunch of lies to people that they think are too stupid to understand something different. I don't think you're stupid at all. I think if given the facts, 99% of you will make the right choice. That's why I bring you the facts, and I bring you the facts that almost no one else brings you. In concert with this Ferguson thing, you know, keeping that fomented, and it'll foment some more because of the grand jury recommendation which came out this week. You have ads being run by progressives in tightly contested states with large black populations, with little kids holding up signs that say, "Don't shoot." Gee, really? You know who the Ku Klux Klan is, folks? The Ku Klux Klan are the progressives. What they do is they torch your soul. They make you dependent. They don't burn you at the cross anymore. And then they lie to you about how they're doing what's best for you, while they give you a ballot slip to vote with. Time to wake up. So, the bottom line is, voter fraud is rampant. I warned about this prior to 2012. I've warned about it off and on. You need to keep your eyes open. Do not hesitate to speak up and raise holy hell if you find anything out of the ordinary at your polling place or you hear about anything out of the ordinary. Raise hell there. Call the local media. Call Fox News. Call Glenn Beck. Get it out there. And the culpable people need to go to jail for a long time with the key thrown away. Unfortunately, in states like Colorado, that's decided by judges and legislatures who are progressives themselves, put in by a set of progressive masterminds. And you're going to see that CODA deal. You're going to see that same blueprint coming to states near you. You can trust me on that, because it's worked like a charm so far in Colorado. And the way to break its back is this upcoming election, both at the state and at the federal levels. Did you know about Russia? Boy, we haven't heard much about Russia here the last 2 weeks, have we, with ISIS and this and that and the other? Well, this will be the last. I think you're getting the idea of how much is going on behind the scenes. It won't be the last. It'll be the second to last. On Russia, Russian military provocations have increased so much over the last 7 months. That's the annexation of Crimea. That Washington and its NATO allies are scrambling defense assets on almost a daily basis in response to air, sea, and land incursion by Putin's armies and air forces and navies. Okay, Moscow is continuing to foment unrest in eastern Ukraine. Almost worldwide, security experts agree that Russian fighter jets are testing U.S. reaction times over Alaska, and Japan's ability and willingness to scramble its planes over its northern islands. They've been playing games with Sweden's navy, antagonizing Estonia's tiny national security force, arresting some of its people within its own border. The White House has not said a word. Instead, they have done their limp economic sanctions. And that emboldens Putin, the same way ISIS is emboldened. There's a distinct pattern here. Distinct pattern. There's a gentleman by the name of Ariel Cohen. He heads the Center for Energy, National Resources, and Geopolitics at the Institute for Analysis of Global Security in D.C. Quote, "The more we retreat, the more we are encouraging Russia to behave in a more aggressive way," Mr. Cohen said. Quote, "We need to be engaging more deeply with our Central Asian allies, but instead we are in the process of abandoning turf to Russia, and it's wrong. It's against our interest geopolitically to let Russia feel that all of a sudden they have won the turf without firing a shot." There's a day of reckoning coming with Russia, folks, along with a number of other enemies. Obama's response has been to put 700 troops in Poland and three other Baltic states. You know, you had 100 soldiers each state. Well, that makes a difference. And 20 Abrams battle tanks. I mean, he's allowed more tanks than that to fall into the hands of ISIS. They got 75 of them in Kobani right now. Putin is absolutely undeterred. The Russian Air Force flew a spy plane in Estonian airspace Tuesday. NATO jets had to escort it out. Sweden had to scramble its navy because of a mysterious submarine off its coasts just days before. The North American Aerospace Defense Command has scrambled jets to scare, and I brought you part of these stories before. to scare off two Russian strategic bombers that suddenly appeared to conduct practice runs in airspace just 65 miles off Alaska in June. Another incident occurred in September, just coming to light. U.S.-Canadian fighters had to scramble to deter six Russian aircraft, two nuclear bombers, two fighter jets for escorts, and two refueling tankers. What are they doing flying into our North American airspace? Japan has had to scramble fighter jets to ward off Russian bombers and spy planes twice as often in the past 6 months. The intercepts have gone from to 324 in the last 6 months as opposed to 136 in the preceding 6 months. So not only does Putin accomplish international gains, but he also solidifies his political support at home, because most Russians like a strong Russian military. Most Russians like to think of Russia as an international force, playing both ends against the middle. And listen, last but not least, I said that was the last one, I fibbed. One more for you. There's now reports, you can read some of the articles that I've posted under immigration, that Department of Homeland Security is readying 34 million identification cards for illegal aliens. Gee, what happened to that 20 million? Somebody must know something we don't. 34 million cards. And the Secretary of Labor said that right after the elections, Obama's going to take some very swift and very meaningful action relative to amnesty. So, I guess my message to you is, number one, read the articles below. Number two, read the political articles. Give some money to some of these candidates. I've posted some of their entreaties, their requests for funds and donation. Even if it's 10 bucks each. Make sure you vote. Make sure everybody you know votes. Make sure you call everybody you know in these states that are close. Colorado, because of the voter fraud. South Dakota, Georgia, Wisconsin, which has to do with the governor's race up there. And get your people out to vote. Every vote really does count. Number two, when you go to the polls, keep your eyes completely open. Anything that is amiss, if you're voting digitally, if somehow your votes, you're not sure your votes are being counted the way you want them to be or tabulated, raise holy hell immediately and get it changed. Number three, when you hear the major news items every night, right now, Ebola, ISIS, etc., which are major news items, I mean, they have to be covered. Make sure you keep your antenna in the air, your ears to the track, on all the other stuff which is going on under that smokescreen. Just a few examples of which I've given you today. Interesting times we live in. Despicable leaders we are led by. And you know what? It's all up to us, folks. Time to stand up. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. Till next Saturday, have a happy, have a healthy, and hopefully a wealthy week.